Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word, coming to you from Central West Virginia. It's the 17th of December, 2015. It's 7:30 a.m. on the East Coast. Our email address, if you'd like to contact us, is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Continue today in Isaiah chapter 6. Hoping to finish this up today. Verses 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Word of God says, "And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I to the Lord, How long? And he said, and he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak, whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof." I'm going to talk today about God's people being blinded, the people of God being blinded. This is a day and an age, the Word of God speaks that in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus told him, he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you," that many go out, and the Word of God declares, in sheep's clothing, but yet they are yet wolves. And the Word of God warns us against these things. So, God holds us responsible for the light that we have. He holds us responsible for the light that we have. By every means, we are accountable for which God has given us. And blindness comes first to those who have light and abuse the light. The rejection of the light of the gospel. And faithful ministry sometimes will harden hearts as well as soften hearts. It depends on the reaction of the individual that is receiving the word. So here we have Isaiah, as we have pointed out, called of God, chosen of God, cleansed of God when he had the great vision of God within the heavens, his high lifted up and his train filled the temple. And he told him, he said, "I want you to go to a people that's not going to hear you. A people that have already settled in their heart that they are going to reject you." The Word of God declares in Luke 12:48 that whatever we receive, much given, much required. He says in Luke 12:48, "But he that knew not and did commit those things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with a few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to him men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." The Word of God says in John 12:35, "Yet for a little while in the light with you, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. While ye have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." This shows today the importance of receiving the gospel. We can not only hear the gospel. The Bible says, "How shall men and women hear unless a preacher be sent to them?" And the Word of God is a living entity. The Word of God says that he sent his word and he healed us. Out of his mouth shall be a sharp two-edged sword, which is the Word of God that cuts asunder and divides and discerns every spirit. But everything depends on how we receive the Word of God. If we reject light, if we reject the light of Jesus Christ, if we go about to establish our own righteousness, we will find that darkness will soon come upon us. Because rejection of light turns off the light switch. We are free moral agents. The Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. The Word of God says, how long will you be halted between two opinions? What we're talking about today is judicial blindness. It's those that have not received the gospel with an open mind and an open heart, who have received the gospel but chose to go in another direction. We are held responsible, as we said before, for the light that we have. Walk in this light as you have the light. I'm going to repeat this again, that blindness comes to those who have the light, but they abuse the light. And the light, of course, is the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. The Bible declares that his light comes into his church, so we have a responsibility to reflect that light, to reflect the sun, so to speak. And the Bible says we are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, then what good are we? What good are we if we hide our light under a bushel or do not proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in these last days? I believe we need a church that's going to get passionate about the light in a world that is steadily being overcome by darkness. You can actually feel the darkness in the United States of America. You can feel the plight of the powers of darkness and how they are coming in with their deception, how men are being deceived and are deceiving, where men will wax worse and worse. The love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity shall abound. Perilous time shall come upon the face of this earth. Men's hearts will fail them for what they see coming. In John 1:11, we'll find a simple verse here. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. It's not how much you hear the gospel, it's how much you apply the gospel. Many hear the gospel. God is just in that way. He will let the gospel fall on the ears of men and women. But it's up to us how we receive that gospel. You can read the parable of the sower and the reapers, and how when the seed sow, it depends on how we receive that seed. I believe we need to ask every day for God to fallow our heart, that we might receive the Word of God in the fullness thereof. Receive the life and the deliverance and the salvation that comes from the Word of God. Quit putting your faith in everything else and put your faith in the Word of God. And let the Word of God, which is the light, take root in your life. Because that is what is going to keep you in the days to come, is the stability of the Word. The Bible declares, not the Bible, but science declares, that water is the most unstable entity on the face of the earth. Water is not stable. It's moved. You can stick your hand in it and go in. But we need an anchor that will go into that water and go to the bedrock and hold us. Anchor that will keep our soul. The hope that anchors our soul. And that hope is in Jesus Christ and him crucified. Matthew 13, verses 14 and 15. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted. And he says, this is Jesus speaking, and I will heal them. He sent his word, and he healed them. An example in Revelation chapter 3 of the last church that Jesus speak to, the church at Laodicea, the lukewarm church, the church of the flesh, the man-run church, who the Word of God said they were rich, and they needed nothing. But Jesus said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Quite a few adjectives there describing their condition. This is those that rejected the truth. became one leg in the world and one leg trying to be in the kingdom of God. The Word of God declares you cannot serve two masters. You will hate the one and you will love the other. So there again is our choice to choose this day whom we will serve. Jesus said in Luke 18 and 8, I tell you that he will avenge him speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find any faith on the earth? When the Son of Man comes, shall he find any faith on the earth? We found anybody that's rooted and grounded in the truth, and the Word of God declares that this truth and the knowledge of it will set us free. This is a problem, is the deception of a lying spirit. And God will allow a lying spirit to operate if we refuse the truth. The Bible says, He says, make the heart of this people, in verse 10, fat. Make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes. Let them see with their eyes. Understand with heart and convert and be healed. Romans 1:28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient. A reprobate, according to the dictionary, is an unprincipled person. But in parentheses, it says, often used humorously or affectionately. Listen, it's neither love or neither is it funny. When the individual comes to the point that they are a reprobate, the Bible declares that a reprobate mind is one whose conscience is seared, whose one has rejected the truth for so long. And so long, and so God's merciful, his kind. It'll not happen overnight, but make no mistake about it. If we continue to reject the gospel, if we reject the light that Jesus Christ gives us and do not walk in that light and choose not to be progressive, so to speak, then the Word of God declares that he will turn us over. He will turn us over to a reprobate. We'll become an unprincipled person, a person which whose conscience is seared. In other words, they'll believe a lie and be damned. They'll start to call good evil and evil good. Not be able to discern between the two. But the Holy Spirit gives us discernment between right and wrong. So many times, you know, we talk about discernment as we talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And make no doubt about it that the gifts of the Spirit of discernment is used quite often. And the gift of knowledge, the gift of prophecy. But we need to discern that which is right and that which is wrong. We need to be able to pick out those that come amongst us who are wolves in sheep clothing, who come with fine words and game show smiles and try to lead us in another direction. This has happened down through the centuries. So many cults have begun. Out of a man saying, I have a new revelation. There's one revelation, and this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And anybody, the Word of God declares, that preaches any other name or any other revelation or any other way to salvation other than Jesus Christ, the Bible says they are a liar and the truth is not in them. And they are their father, the devil. From the beginning, he was a liar. He was a murderer. He was a killer. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says that for this cause, what cause? The rejection of the light. God shall send them strong delusion, and they should believe a lie. No longer capable of discerning between right and wrong. We need the discernment that comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Strong delusion. Set up for deception, given over to deception. So in a state of confusion that they will swallow anything. This is the state of the world in which we live now. The world right now is primed for the coming of the Antichrist. And I'm not going to focus on him because his season is short. Yes, there's going to be a lot of things go on during his season, horrible things. Jesus said tribulation like the world has never seen. But he'll have a time and he'll have a season. And God will work this all out according to what needs to be done. Our job today is to trust the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and walk in this light as we have the light. He said in verse 11, then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, till the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and their houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord hath removed men far away, verse 12, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. This happened at one point, pardon me, this happened at one point in AD 70 when Titus, the Roman general, came in and destroyed the holy city. It was completely destroyed. And they were scattered over the world. And they remained that way, actually, until 1948. Isaiah 6:13, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. God always leaving his remnant. Isaiah 1:9. Isaiah talks considerably about the remnant. In Isaiah 1:9, he says, had not been for the remnant, that we would have been as Sodom, and we would have been as Gomorrah. Only a tenth of the population left in the country. And they were destined to further judgment. But the holy promise that's in this passage is the teal tree and the oak tree are types of trees that can seed again and bud up from a stump. After even being cut down, there's still roots there. Are you hearing me today? There are still roots. That's why the Bible says we must be rooted and grounded in the truth. Don't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, but don't give in to these things. Come out from them, the Word of God says, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Do not go the way of the world, but go the way of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There remains a holy seed. I believe the holy seed today is planted in the church of Jesus Christ. This entity which the Word of God declares that He purchased with His own blood, that He is the chief cornerstone, that He is the head of the church. Glory to God. That which He said that the gates of hell would not prevail against. And He told His glorious church in the beginning of the New Testament church in the book of Acts, He said, go you into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is the light. The gospel is the good news. We are to share the gospel. There are many today... I know a lot of people that if they're not preaching to large crowds, they don't think they're doing anything. But the Word of God declares, where two or three gather in my name, there will I be also. We can be a witness every day for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we have a platform of one, then that one is important to God. He said, I would that none would perish, but each and every one would come unto everlasting life. So we must be that light, and we must not hide that light under the bushel. We are the watchmen that are set on a wall, declaring that the enemy is coming with full force. I'd like to tell you today that things are going to get better, but they're not going to get better. Men shall wax worse and worse. Repeat that scripture again. They will deceive and they will be deceived. This endless circle of deception that brings nothing but death and mayhem. Disobedience to God. The Word of God declares that obedience is better than sacrifice. For it is a horrible thing to be in the hands of an angry God. So God holds us responsible for the light we receive. He might not care a whole lot if we respond to blessings, although we thank Him very much. But He does care about when His word is preached and how people perceive it and how they accept it. Will they take it and apply it to their lives? Will they take it as a medicine? Paul said, when I read the law, He said, I died. He said, I realized without the law, the Bible says the law was our schoolmaster. But Jesus come to fulfill that law, to bring it to pass, to satisfy the demands of a thrice holy God. God demands holiness. And the Word of God says that our righteousness or our holiness is but filthy rags before Him. So it's very important this morning that we walk in the light as we have the light. I'll repeat this again. Blindness comes to those who have the light and abuse it. The Word of God declares, He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. The Bible says in the last days that the holy shall remain holy and the filthy shall remain filthy. We don't have time to be halted between two opinions. So Isaiah was sent to a group whose ears were cauliflowered, so to speak, whose hearts were heavy. And for the most part, they were very, very religious. Very religious. Very set on tradition of men. Always lifting themselves up. The Bible says they went about with their phylacteries, their fine priestly garb, so to speak. Praying in the temple, I thank you that I'm not like so and so. Always under a spirit of condemnation and judgment. This is religion. This is legalism. This goes on in the church today. But see, we got two extremes. We got that, and then we got those that preach a grace by which we don't even have to confess our sins, that we can continue to sin, and because of grace, we're all right. But should a man sin? He said, God forbid. God forbid that we use our grace as an occasion to the flesh. So ask the Lord to follow your heart. Ask the Lord. It's not so much about going to church services as how much do you get when you go there. What's your reason for being there? What's your motivation for being in the house of God? Why are you there? For social status? For business contacts? Why are you in the house of God? Why do you come to the house of God? Your motivation, your motives, which will be judged according to the Word of God at the white throne judgment. The man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inward part of. Thank God today He knows us. He knows where we're going. The only spirit He'll receive today is a humble and a broken and a contrite spirit. The song says, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. There's nothing I can do without you helping me. Make no mistake about it today. If you have a Bible, read it and let it read you. Pick up that Bible, read it, and let it read you. Apply it. Apply it to your heart. Apply it to your mind. This book, still the bestseller in the world, the Word of God declares, was given by inspiration of God. And we are to study this book, rightly dividing the word of truth. James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. If you don't have understanding, then you ask of the Spirit of God, and God will give you understanding. He'll not withhold any good thing from you. Glory to God. Walk in this light as you have the light. This is the will of God today. And I'm going to repeat these two statements again. God will hold us responsible for the light that we receive. He'll expect us to walk in that light. And blindness comes to those first who have received the light but reject the light. Word of God declares there's only one unforgivable sin, and that's the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that is total rejection of God and His ways and His light. And the next thing that happens, according to the Word of God, is He turns them over to a reprobate mind. Listen, not overnight. God's merciful. God's merciful. God's merciful. I personally believe if you become a reprobate, I don't think maybe your time is too long on this earth. I don't know. That's up to God. But to be a reprobate mind is a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing to be turned away from even being able to know the truth, to receive the truth, that men's conscience becomes seared and they become animal-like. This happens. It's very, very dangerous to reject the light of God. Jesus said, walk in the light as you have that light, and don't hide that light under a bushel. So we're at the end of Isaiah chapter 6. The call of Isaiah, the grooming of Isaiah, the realization of this great prophet when he saw God's glory. The Bible says, I'm a man of unclean lips. I am undone. I have no hope. Then with grace and mercy, God took the coals, allowed the angel to take the coals off the altar. And the angel declared unto Isaiah, today your iniquity has been taken from you. Well, what a wonderful statement. That hot coal today is Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. If you don't know him today, if you receive light, receive it. If you don't know him, call on his name today and he'll save you. Believe that God raised him from the dead. Believe he is the Son of God. Ask him into your heart and into your life. Trust him today with your life. Renounce all evil and receive him. If you're rejecting him today, turn. Turn. Turn today and start to receive that glorious light that he's given us. Because in him there is hope. In him there is hope. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you, Lord, you said these words will not come back void, but accomplish that what you sent to do. And God, we ask you to do that. Penetrate the hearts and the minds of the people today, Lord. Awake us, Lord. Awake us out of our sleep. Let us see the condition. You said in your word to search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. And we do that today. We lay before you, Lord. We come before you, broken and contrite to the best of our ability, God. Let your spirit deal with us, Lord, in a mighty way and help us. God, deliver your people. Deliver your people from all these bondages and all these chains. And let us know today that it's your word that does this. The anointing of the Holy Ghost that comes out of your word. And the anointed one, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Heal the body today that's sick. Heal those struggling with chronic illness. In Jesus' name we pray. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. And this is Truth in God's Word Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless each and every one of you.